some comments about the horrific school shooting that happened in Texas yesterday. Based on the information I have right now, as of the time I'm recording this, there are 18 children, second, third, and fourth graders, who were shot and killed, and three adults killed by this obviously deranged, looks like demonic, 18-year-old male, seems like, you know, Hispanic or Latino ethnicity male, who was reportedly had shot his grandmother that yesterday morning, and then was being chased by law enforcement, and he fled into this elementary school. And then from the elementary school, he decided to just start shooting up everybody in sight. And so this is obviously a horrifying situation. And what we've got to learn from this, because we need to stop this. Now, the Democrats are going to say, well, that's why we need to ban guns. No, I say this is why we need to return to God and get away from the dark death cult that now rules America. And kids are taught death now in so many ways. Think about the abortion industry and the abortion advocates. What are they screaming all the time? Screaming that they want to kill their unborn babies. What do you think the message is to a teenager who's listening to that? The message is that, oh, you know, children are expendable, that their lives have no value, because in society, you could be killed even before you're born. And in fact, yesterday, when 18 children were shot to death in this horrific shooting, believe me, there were far more than 18 children murdered in the abortion factories across America. In fact, there's like a mass school shooting every day in terms of abortion numbers, day after day, month after month, estimated over 1 million children a year in the United States are murdered by the abortion industry. And now I know some may argue with those numbers. Some say it's lower, some say it's higher, but California doesn't report their numbers. So that's why we have to estimate. And it's well over 1 million a year, you know, over 1 million a year. I mean, that's hundreds per day. I can't do the math in my head on that right now, but it's a lot. It's a lot of children every single day. The death cult of America also is running the vaccine clot shots that are killing people. Vaccines are causing infertility. Vaccines are causing spontaneous abortions. So even our medical system is a death cult. And the ventilators in the hospitals kill people. So when young people observe what's happening in medicine or so-called medicine, and they see, oh, grandma and grandpa had the sniffles and they went to the hospital and the hospital killed them. You know, what's the message to those young people? The message is that in this society, you're trapped in a death cult. There's death all around you. And, you know, think about the cancer treatments that kill people. Think about the statin drugs that kill people. Think about the transgenderism push that maims children and cuts off their reproductive organs. Almost a child sacrifice ritual that's celebrated by the media, celebrated by leftists and progressives, celebrated by pop culture, with a message, oh, cut off your balls, cut off your breasts, cut off your penis, and then you'll be accepted in society. It drives children to madness. In fact, this shooter was reportedly pictured cross-dressing, like a transgender dressing and wearing a woman's skirt and so on. That photo has been circulating, and I wouldn't be surprised if more photos or social media posts and things like that come out. You know, this person was obviously mentally unstable, but also a product of the death cult of society. So when you've got Kamala Harris up there screaming about, oh, we have to take away the guns from who? Oh, from law-abiding citizens. No, no, no. We need to take away the death cult from positions of power. Stop the satanic programming of children by Netflix. And that should be illegal. We've got to have some kind of standards in movies and television, some kind of moral, you know, line in the sand. You can't teach children to worship Satan on television programs, for God's sake. You know, stop the abortion celebration, stop the mass murder of babies, overturn Roe versus Wade, which looks like it's about to happen, by the way. So that's, you know, a positive step in the right direction. Although states like California will become, you know, child murder sanctuaries, like come to California and murder your baby here. And all kinds of corporations are saying, oh yeah, we're going to pay for our employees to go have their children murdered in, you know, places like California. Even the Levi Jeans company is reportedly saying that, yeah, we're going to pay. And Amazon apparently is going to pay for their employees to go have their children murdered. It's like abortion, murder, tourism. I mean, that's what our society has become. So you shouldn't be shocked when this kind of death cult society produces children and teenagers that are obsessed with death and murder and killing, because that's what they're taught. That's what they're exposed to. If you don't have healthy messages for children, then what do you expect? And how do you have healthy messages for children? I mean, so many great ideas to run with here. Number one, you could stop feeding children processed junk food in the school lunch program. You know, you could source food locally. You could grow food. You could have local food farms to grow healthy food for kids in the schools so that they might have good nourishment, which affects brain function. It affects moods. It affects hormone balance, all of that. But we got to stop the TV programming, the Netflix, the Hollywood demonic, the music industry with all its satanic, violent imagery and lyrics. That's got to stop. If you don't stop that, the killing will never end. You got to stop the death cult from influencing and reaching children. And frankly, although I might not have felt this way a few years ago, you got to stop the video games that celebrate gory, bloody death. And I understand there can be, you know, so-called first-person shooters that are more cartoonish. You have cartoon characters or animated futuristic soldiers, you know, hitting each other with lasers and whatever, like Star Wars type of games. But I'm talking about, you got to stop the blood, the gore, the guts, the graphic, almost demented experiential video games and virtual reality experiences that immerse young kids, especially young men, in these active shooting simulations. You know, I didn't used to think that this was such a big deal. Now I see that it really is. And a lot of these young shooters they're on antidepressants and they're playing these video games nonstop. They lack sunlight. They lack real socialization with other children. And, you know, their brains, they're put on psychotropic drugs, which cause a disconnect from reality. And how much you want to bet? I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if this shooter was on psychiatric drugs. Now, we don't know that yet, but if that comes out, it's not going to shock anybody. It's probably, you know, probably 90% chance that this kid was on psychiatric drugs. Now, think about the fact that Democrats want to take away your right to defend yourself against these lunatics, these mentally ill shooters that are a product of this death cult society that's also being pushed by Democrats. So, you know, they don't want to stop the satanic programming of children. They don't want to stop the violence in movies. They don't want to stop the Satan worshiping, you know, seance, witchcraft shows that cater to teens. They don't want to stop the transgenderism, genitalia mutilation messages in children's cartoons and Disney programs, for God's sake. No, they don't want to stop that. They want to take away your guns, your right to defend yourself, even though you're not part of this problem at all. You're a law-abiding citizen. You need to defend yourself. In fact, the way that this mass shooting was stopped was a good guy with a gun. In this case, what was reported was a Border Patrol agent showed up and engaged this 18-year-old mentally ill mass shooter and shot and killed him. That's what stopped the violence, was a man with a gun. Well, why didn't we have men with guns who were teachers at the school or administrators at the school? Why didn't we have armed school personnel who could have greatly reduced the casualty count right there? And the answer is because, of course, the schools continue to be gun-free zones. Now, I don't know if this particular school was a gun-free zone. I guess that's going to come out. Most schools are, you know, because it's just insane. They said, well, we don't want shootings at schools, so we'll just declare it a gun-free zone. Well, so why do mass shooters then, they're attracted to these schools like magnets. They run in because they know nobody has a gun there. Who can stop them? We need to change that situation. Do you know how many veterans and retired law enforcement officers and just concealed carry holders and so on who would be willing to volunteer as security personnel in schools to stop mass shooters? Believe me, if you put out the word, there'd be hundreds of thousands of volunteers all across America to just stand guard in these schools and keep an eye on things, protect the kids, and if necessary, engage mass shooters and stop them. But no, that's never allowed, is it? No. What Democrats and Joe Biden and Kamala Harris, what they want to do is continue to see our children slaughtered in the schools by making sure schools don't have protection, making sure that teachers can't carry concealed weapons, making sure there's not sufficient security in these schools. And it's all on purpose. So once again, they're sacrificing children in the name of being able to call for gun control, just as they're sacrificing children to the abortion factories, you know, for organ harvesting and stem cell harvesting for the vaccine industry and the FDA and humanized mice experiments and all that. It is a death cult, folks. And this violence is not going to stop until we stop the Satanists and the demons and the death worshipers who have a D next to their name, because almost all of them are Democrats. Keep that in mind. The answer is obvious. Thank you for listening. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, and you can catch my stories at naturalnews.com and more podcasts at brighteon.com. God bless you. Take care.